Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. Today is the 27th day of the counting of the Omer of our 50 days to Shavuot, the name of above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, the Mighty One. Isaiah 60:16. You will drink the milk of nations, you will nurse at royal breast, and know that I, Adonai, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov. The word mighty in Hebrew is abir, an adjective meaning strong and mighty. It functions as a noun for God in Genesis 49:24, meaning the Mighty One of Jacob, New American Standard Bible, or the Mighty God of Jacob, the New King James Version. And similarly in other places, Psalm 132:2 and Psalm 132:5 and Isaiah 1:24, the Mighty One of Israel. Genesis 49:24, yet his bow was always filled and his arms quick moving by the hands of the Mighty One of Jacob, from there a shepherd, the Stone of Israel. Isaiah 49:24-26, can plunder be taken from the mighty, or captives of the righteous freed? For thus says Adonai, yes, captives of the mighty will be taken, and prey of the tyrant will be freed. For I will oppose your adversary, I will save your children. I will feed your oppressors their flesh. They will be drunk with their blood as with sweet wine. Then all flesh will know that I, Adonai, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Revelation 15:2-4. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had overcome the beast in his image, and the number of his name standing by the sea of glass, holding the harps of God. And they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and wonderful are your deeds, Adonai Elohei Zevaot. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All the nations shall come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Those defeating the beast in Revelation 13, its image and the number of its name, are seen standing by the sea of glass, just as the Israelites stood by the Red Sea after their Egyptian pursuers were drowned in it. At that time, the Israelites sang the Song of Moses, Exodus 15, which is included in its entirety in the daily morning synagogue service and liberally quoted again in the twice daily blessing after the Shema. The victors over the beast will sing the Song of Moses, signifying that true believers in Yeshua fully identify with the Jewish people. The Song of the Lamb, as given in Revelation 15:3-4, is not sung to or about the Lamb, but by the Lamb, to God, just as the Song of Moses was sung by Moses and not to him. Just as the victorious Jewish people learned and sang the Song of Moses and sang Exodus 15:1, so the victorious believers in heaven learn and sing the song which the Lamb sings. Like the Song of Moses, the Song of the Lamb exalts in the just ways of God using the language of the Tanakh, as found in Jeremiah 10:7, Amos 3:13, Amos 4:13, Malachi 1:11, Psalm 86:9-10, and Psalm 92:6. But unlike the Song of Moses, it also brings out that in the final judgment, God is revealed as King of the nations, King of the whole world, as prophesied in Zechariah 14:9, so that all nations will come and worship before him, as predicted in the continuation of that passage, Zechariah 14:16-20. Then all the survivors from all the nations that attacked Jerusalem will go up from year to year to worship the King, Adonai Zevaot, and to celebrate Sukkot. Furthermore, if any of the nations on earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, Adonai Zevaot, they will have no rain. If the Egyptians do not go up and celebrate, they will have no rain. Instead, there will be the plague that Adonai will afflict on the nations that do not go up to celebrate Sukkot. This will be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not go up to celebrate Sukkot. In that day, holy to Adonai will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, and the pots in house of Adonai will be like the sacred bowls in front of the altar. In fact, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to Adonai Zevaot, so that everyone who comes to sacrifice will take them and cook in them. In that day there will be no longer be a Canaanite in the house of Adonai Zevaot. Yahweh of hosts, or Adonai Zevaot, the Hebrew Seba, a masculine noun meaning service, servants, and may apply to military service, hard or difficult service, or divine service. The angels and the heavens alike are in divine service and therefore come under this term. Over half of its nearly 500 uses come in the phrase the Lord or God of hosts. The phrase is absent from the first five books of the Bible, but frequently in the prophets. The phrase introduces a divine declaration. At least once, the host, always plural, in this expression are identified as human armies, but elsewhere they most likely refer to angelic forces. Joshua 5:13 and 15, Psalm 103:21, Isaiah 1:9. The title, the Lord of Hosts, was often translated in the Septuagint as the Lord of Powers or the Lord Almighty. Psalm 24:10, Zechariah 4:6. Psalm 24:1-10. A Psalm of David, the earth is Adonai's and all that fills it, the world and those dwelling in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may go up to the mountain of Adonai? Who may stand in his holy place? One with clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul in vain nor sworn deceitfully. He will receive a blessing from Adonai, righteousness from God, his salvation. Such is the generation seeking him, seeking your face, even Jacob. Selah, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Adonai strong and mighty, Adonai mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? Adonai Zevaot. He is the King of glory. Selah. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the Mighty One. He is the Mighty One of Israel. How has he shown himself mighty on your behalf? Blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 27 days, which are 3 weeks and 6 days of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. Bo Yeshua, Bo. Shalom.